any further, I need to issue this disclaimer. Any accounting, business, or tax advice in this podcast is not intended as a thorough, in-depth analysis of specific issues, nor a substitute for a formal opinion, nor is it sufficient to avoid tax-related penalties. If you need any help with that, please reach out. Otherwise, back to the episode. Hey guys, welcome to the final episode of this season's Nonprofit Nuggets podcast. I'm your host, Kyla Graham. I'm so excited that you joined me on this journey. It's been a learning curve, and I wanted to share with you some of the things I learned. If you haven't already subscribed, be sure to do that on your favorite podcast platform. Hey guys, welcome to the final episode of this season's Nonprofit Nuggets podcast. I'm your host, Kyla Graham. I'm so excited that you joined me on this journey. It's been a learning curve, and I wanted to share with you some of the things I learned. One, you have to start somewhere, whether it's the idea of starting a podcast or starting a nonprofit. You have to get the idea out of your head and onto paper. On our episodes, especially the one where we talk about budgets, I tell you to start small. And I still recommend that. It's something that I'm continuing to learn for myself is you have to put it out there. If you have a nonprofit that you feel super overwhelmed with, one that you're like, I don't even know if I should start this, start somewhere. If that means that you are going to start by volunteering and working through your program with an existing organization, do that if that makes sense. If that means that you are now going to talk through what is the one thing you need to get accomplished for this quarter for your organization, do that. But you have to do some place to get progress, because without progress, there is no impact. Two, get support. Get support from your board members, from your family, from your volunteers. You cannot do this alone. Lots of organizations burn out. The executive director burns out or the founder burns out because they are trying to do it all on their own and you can't. So I want to thank everyone on my team who has helped me get this out. Thank you to Gwendolyn Young. Could not have done this without you. Thank you for my fellow participants, my sister at Purpose to Platform, who helped me bounce ideas off. Thank you to Patrice Washington for helping me get to this point of like actually releasing the podcast. I appreciate all of you. And lastly, think through what happens next. I don't want you to be so stuck on putting out the fires of today that you don't think towards the future. And what does your community need from you next? Or what do you need to work on personally next? So as the podcast goes on hiatus, think through what other ways do you need support? What else do you need from us? You can join our newsletter, or you can also see if there you need some more personalized support. That could be in the form of our online learning platform, Accounting Foundations. Check it out on the website. Or check scheduling a free 30-minute call with me to see what one-on-one or group type support you can use. While we are still working through Impact Basics, our six-week online course, let me know. Do you want to be in the next round? I would love to have you. So, for you, the overwhelmed nonprofit leader, I hope that you feel more empowered to manage your money and talk about your finances with confidence. Bye.